prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's an important day because we have two very special shows today. The first half hour will be Science for Humans. We're going to talk about the B vitamin that actually fights baldness. You guys out there with thinning hair, you're going to want to listen to this one. And then Physical Culture Radio, how to use thick bar training, and also the top 10 reasons why people don't do squats. I want to remind everybody about our title sponsor, All American Pharmaceuticals and All American EFX Sports. You can go to superhumanradio.com. There are numerous banner ads for great products. Don't forget to try Carbolin. Everybody who tries it comes back for more because Carbolin will allow you to work harder in every single training session. Don't ever hit the wall again. Just start out with a scoop of Carbolin. But before we do anything else, it is always appropriate for us to play...
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
I have not had a mishap of running your music, Dr. Jeff, in some time now, which means the next time you're on the air, I'll probably forget. So there you go.
Yeah, you've done a good job with that, Carl.
How you doing?
Man, I'm doing awesome. You know, how about you? You got back to... hometown already?
Yeah, Montana was fantastic. I got to tell you something. Montana is a very, very appealing place to live. For those of you who have never been there, it really is where modern society meets the old West. I mean, it still harkens back to the old West, and it's not overpopulated. I mean, they don't even have stop signs on a lot of the streets. That's how underpopulated it is there. It's amazing. It's like the best-kept secret in America.
And we got good beef, don't we?
Ha! I had beef for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It was fantastic. It really was. I had a great time. So, there's an announcement you want to make before we start talking about today's subject, which is the B vitamin that helps fight baldness. And it kind of plays into one of the things we're talking about today.
Absolutely. You know, we've been talking this whole past month about B vitamins, and we're going to kind of conclude our series today. And, you know, we've done some offers to help people, you know, to try it, but I'm so motivated only because, you know, again, I'm using it and seeing all the benefits that I forgot that these B vitamins did. I want to donate four dozen full bottles, 120-count bottles of VitaDrive for anyone who would like to use it that maybe – you know, couldn't even afford the discounted, you know, $5.99. These are completely free. All you got to do is go to Superhuman Radio, ask the scientist, and just send me your mailing address and just mention VitaDrive free offer. I've got four dozen. I'm going to go ahead and give away to anyone who'd like to use it.
So 48 of you will get a free bottle of VitaDrive. And I'm going to talk about, I've been using VitaDrive, and I'm really excited about using it, and actually it plays into some of the discussion we're going to have today. But it's really one of the things that you'll notice immediately when you open the bottle. Lots of people spend a lot of money on labels and bottles, but the capsules, when you look at the capsules from All American Pharmaceuticals, they look like the capsules on real pharmaceutical drugs. The quality of the capping is so evident, and maybe just to me, maybe because I look at these things and I scrutinize, but when you look at these capsules, you're like, wow, this is really a well-made product. I have a great appreciation for well-made products as a rule, to tell you the truth. But check this out. Even if you're listening to the podcast and it's 3 weeks later, a lot of times people don't respond to these offers because they think to themselves, oh, I'm listening to this podcast, you know, a week later. All those bottles may be gone. They may not be gone. So go to superhumanradio.com. Down on the bottom right-hand side, you'll see Ask a Scientist, which is where people ask Dr. Jeff questions to answer on the show, and send him an email and ask for a free bottle of VitaDrive. That's it. It's very simple. Take a chance. Are you getting an echo, Dr. Jeff?
No, I'm hearing you fine.
Okay, just want to make sure. Okay, so today we're going to talk about the B vitamin that actually is linked to, or deficiency is linked to, baldness in men. And that's biotin, B7, right?
Absolutely. You know, biotin, it's got, this one's got a whole lot of names. Vitamin H, vitamin B7, coenzyme R. It's a very, very important B vitamin like the rest. But as you said, you know, it is linked to hair disorders. But kind of in a summary, you know, it's also necessary for cell growth, the production of fatty acids, and the metabolism of fats and amino acids. It assists in various metabolic reactions involving the transfer of carbon dioxide, and it helps to maintain, you know, a steady blood sugar level, along with, as you said, you know, hair and nails. So it's one of those things, again, most of us don't think about. If you, you know, look at a hair vitamin, you always see biotin in there. But it's, again, it's kind of one of those long-lost necessities.
In fact, there's a French scientist who did some research on a copper bonded biotin directly injected into the scalp of people who suffered from what is considered male pattern baldness, alopecia, and it actually regrows hair. This is something you'll start hearing about. I think it's called biotin GCK or GCK biotin. There's only one good study or two good studies out there on it right now. But biotin has a powerful, powerful ability to actually regrow hair. That's why it's in a lot of shampoos that claim to help you regrow hair, and that's why it's in supplements that are supposed to make your hair thicker.
Absolutely. I mean, and you know, that is one of probably the most well-known use of biotin is its important role in the growth and maintenance of hair. You know, and like you said, it is in most shampoos. You know, some of them even say biotin shampoos. Very, very important. But, you know, there's a lot of other things that it contributes to our health that's really important.
Well, one of them you just mentioned was the ability to get carbon dioxide out of the bloodstream, right?
Absolutely. I mean, so, you know, for athletes, I mean, that's crucial. You know, talk about, you know, getting rid of things that hit that wall. You know, carbon dioxide is one of those things. But, you know, it helps in the whole metabolism because it processes everything we eat. You know, some of these vitamins are good for processing proteins or carbohydrates, but biotin is important for you to process, ingest carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. As a matter of fact, you know, if your biotin levels are at proper amounts, your food will process really quickly. So it's important to keep those biotin levels up to good levels, you know.
Well, let's play some connect the dots for a second, right? So I got an email from somebody recently who said his wife is suffering from anxiety. And all the traditional things that they looked at, they couldn't find any answers for her. And one of the things that can cause anxiety is hypercapnia, a buildup of carbon dioxide in the blood. I didn't think about it until I was preparing for this show. But the reality is that if you're biotin deficient, one of the earliest signs may be anxiety, because one of the earliest signs of hypercapnia is anxiety and then a racing heart. It changes the ventilatory effect of the heart rate. So someone who suffers from anxiety, doctors have done all sorts of work and said, you know, we just can't find anything. You may want to look at your biotin levels or your vitamin B levels. Or heck, just go to Ask the Scientist and get a free bottle of VitaDrive and see if your anxiety starts to go away after a couple weeks of using it.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the reasons, Carl, that, you know, doctors don't think about this is, you know, in the medical profession, they think biotin deficiency is rare to none, because our intestinal bacteria actually produce biotin in such excess that they say this is more than the daily requirements. Well, we all know what happens to our bacterial intestine process, you know, from allergens and gluten and
glyphosate and everything else. Exactly. I mean, we talk about nowadays is how dysregulation of the microbes in people's guts today. Well, guess what? That could actually be causing a drop in biotin production. And let's connect another dot. Then this is why I actually started taking 8 Vita drives a day instead of four. I take four in the morning and four in the late afternoon. I eat, on average, 1 to 1.5 dozen eggs a day. Now, Alex Leaf, my news director, and I were having this discussion offline the other day. Raw eggs and cooked eggs have something called avidin in them. Avidin binds to biotin and deactivates it, takes it out of the body before the body can use it. Raw eggs have a higher amount of avidin, but cooked eggs can actually retain up to 40% of their active avidin, which means if you eat a lot of eggs and you have some gut issues, you may very well be biotin deficient.
Yeah, I'm going to have to up my dose after you told me that. I mean, I can't tell you, you know, again, and take off the record that, you know, I'm involved with the company, but I really forgot how important these whole B vitamins are, and I can't tell you how well I'm feeling, you know. So it's pretty amazing. Blood sugar, you know, biotin plays a major role in your blood glucose production. You know, being that it's heavily involved in the breakdown of carbohydrates, it's responsible to keep your blood sugars at healthy levels. Things, again, that, you know, you're borderline diabetic, you know, take this pill. No, you're probably biotin deficient. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I really do think so. And I, you know what? These are not the sexy things. Vitamin Bs are not sexy, right? We want to hear about the things that cause us to squirt more growth hormone and things that make us anabolic. And we forget that all of that is meaningless if the foundation is in disarray. It's multivitamins. When they came out last year and they said multivitamins are useless, what that really was wasn't an indictment on multivitamins. It was an indictment on the RDA, because people think they can take one Centrum a day and it's doing something for them. No, you can't. When you look at VitaDrive, VitaDrive is designed for hard training athletes because we burn stuff up fast. We need more than the average person because our bodies are machines. You don't put regular gas in a Formula One. And so this is not the sexy stuff, but this is more important, quite frankly, than a lot of the sexy stuff that you're investing money in. I'm honest about it. That's why it's easy to forget. You throw it aside because all of a sudden this sexy thing comes into view and you're like, oh, multivitamins, forget about that.
Yeah, available at every health food store. You know, I think because they become so available and because of the, you know, the Centrum-type products that push this is the ultimate, you know, people didn't really get anything from them because they're such a low dose. And then they're in a tablet. You know, they've got all those fillers and binders that slow down the absorption. You know, these are water-soluble. You need it all hit at one time. But, you know, like you said, I mean, we've got to build our bodies on the basics, you know, the foundations. We cannot get this stuff from our food any longer. It is so difficult. And biotin, you know, even though it's in a lot of foods, it's relatively low compared to some of the other B vitamins.
Right.
So, again, you know, if you do eat eggs, well, you told the story. But, you know, how many people have, you know, thinning hair? And you know, again, if the cosmetic industry is adding it to everything, there's kind of a reason, you know.
Yeah, no, because they're getting results with it. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, let's go over the deficiencies one more time a little bit briefly. And then let's talk about where people can find levels, high levels of biotin naturally in foods as well. Since we know that if you're supplementing with it, a lot of that really doesn't matter. This is Science for Humans. We're talking about B7, biotin, a very, very important B vitamin. Don't be deficient. We'll be right back.
Outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars. You want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFA.com VitaminFX.com today.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink NutriCafe. NutriCafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. NutriCafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutriCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutriCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on SuperHumanRadio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Science for Humans. I'm here with Dr. Jeff Galini. We're talking about vitamin B7, biotin. Make sure you're getting enough of it. So let's go down the list real quick of signs and symptoms of deficiency, right? So we talked about fine hair already, or brittle hair, hair loss, or total baldness. What else?
Yep. That's one that's common. Dermatitis, you know, any type of skin irritation, usually like flaking of the skin. You know, you have an itchy scalp. Children suffer from a condition where they have muscle pain and hair problems. Those are also biotin deficiency. Anorexia.
Really?
Yeah, low appetite. That one I didn't know about. But yeah, that is biotin. Anemia, you know, it can cause slight anemia. So this is a big old name. I'll probably say it wrong because I'm not a medical doctor, but hyperthesia and parathesia.
Paresthesia. Paresthesia is pins and needles. So if you sit on your foot too long and then you get up and it falls asleep, that's paresthesia.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people always, as I mentioned, you know, talk about, man, I have like these prickling, tingling, you know, I go numb. So, you know, biotin is, along with a couple other B vitamins, that's a deficient in.
Now think about this, Dr. Jeff, hold on, hold your thought.
Yeah.
How many people go to a doctor and complain about tingling and subjective numbness, and they're put on things like gabapentin because the doctor tells them, oh, you've got neuropathy, when it could just be a biotin deficiency?
Well, or, you know, they're thinking they're having a stroke or a heart attack, so they put them on blood thinners. Absolutely. I mean, you know, the body was designed, you know, it's a machine. The way it works, you got to fuel it. You know, you got to change your oil in your car. If not, it's going to blow up.
You know, it actually benefits the medical orthodoxy to ignore vitamins and minerals, because that allows them to prescribe drugs for things that might be the result of vitamin and mineral deficiencies.
Absolutely. And you know what cracks me up is there are now some doctors and some of these drug companies who are trying to get into dietary supplement where, for instance, if they wanted to prescribe biotin, they would say, okay, you know, you need to take 500 milligrams. Here's a prescription, and you go buy it through the pharmacy and pay those outrageous prices when
right.
you can buy a 500 milligram over the counter.
That's amazing.
You know,
that's amazing.
That's a whole nother story for another day.
Yeah, yeah. So, so paresthesia, how about, I've read that you can, you may have said this and maybe I missed it, mild depression.
Yeah, I think, you know, again, because like you talked about, absolutely, you know, mild depression, some mood swings, electrocardiographic activity of the heart, irregular, you know.
So we have a lot of people out there with arrhythmia, mitral valve, tachycardia, and what's the other one that's really popular now that everybody's getting a drug for? The PV, not preventricular contraction, but you know what I'm thinking of?
Yeah, I can't think of the name. But again, you know, I mean, obviously those are serious medical conditions, but would a doctor go, so how's your biotin levels?
Yeah, AFib. That's it, AFib. Yeah, right. They don't ask you about your, they don't ask you about your vitamin intake at all.
They don't ask you about your diet, your exercise program. You know, what did you eat today? You know, and again, most Americans, you know, this whole fast food processed, you know, you're getting no vitamins and minerals when you're eating on that side of the grocery store, so to say. You know, you got to go back to healthy eating. I mean, even to get these things from your food sources, you know, they are out there, you know, in a lot of common foods, but we don't eat those foods, you know.
Well, why don't we list them? We've got about 4 minutes before the
end. All right.
Let's
Here
list
we go.
The foods.
One that I never eat, Swiss chard, is probably one of the higher ones.
Really?
But yeah, Swiss chard. Carrots, mm-hmm. you know, everybody
okay.
likes carrots. Here's your favorite, walnuts, almonds. Those particular nuts are, you know, higher in biotin. Chicken eggs, goat's milk, cow milk. A lot of people don't eat dairy. Berries and fruits. You know, so many people are told to stay away from fruit. You know, too much sugar. I mean, good gosh. Halibut is the fish that contains the higher amount of biotin. And then most vegetables like onions, cucumbers, cauliflower. All have good levels. But again, you know, they're, if they aren't organic, by the time they've radiated them, pesticided them, you probably aren't getting anything from them. That's
and,
why
and,
they
and whatever like you are getting isn't really worth the journey, so to speak. You know what I mean? It's just not worth
so,
it.
So again, it's all about, you know, this show is really about healthy living, you know, changing lifestyles. So even though we talk about a Vita Drive, you know, we're really trying to help, folks change their lifestyle, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What they eat, what they drink.
Yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely. So if you're eating a well-rounded diet, you may still be slightly deficient in biotin if you eat eggs and or you have a dysbiosis in your gut microbiome. So it pays to go ahead and supplement just to be on the safe side. B vitamins, you urinate them out. They're not going to accumulate in your body. Are there any side effects from taking too much biotin, Dr. Jeff?
You know, there's nothing reported. Again, as you said, they're water soluble, so it's very difficult for you to build up an excess. Unless you would be taking, you know, thousands of milligrams every hour for months on hand, which, you know, no one's going to do that. So it's really, really tough to get any type of overdose on these type of things. And that's the cool thing about dietary supplements compared to drugs. It's hard to overdose on these, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can get a free bottle of VitaDrive. This is free, F-R-E-E, an American standard. And all you have to do is go to superhumanradio.com. Down on the bottom right-hand corner, you'll see a banner that says Ask the Scientist that goes directly to Dr. Jeff. Put your name and mailing address. Please don't forget that. And just say you want a free bottle of VitaDrive. 48 bottles. If you're listening to this show, so this show is taping July 1st. If you're listening to this show in August or September, don't just assume that all 48 bottles were given away. A lot of people just sit back and go, oh, somebody already got them. You know, because I'm like that. I'm listening to the radio show, and they say, hey, the sixth caller. And I go, oh, by the time I call, the sixth call. How do you know? Unless you try. So just try it, even if you're listening to the show late, and maybe you'll get something special from Dr. Jeff anyway as a consolation prize. How's that sound?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, again, you will feel better. You'll have more energy, and all of the symptoms that we talked about, you know, within a day or two, normally those will disappear.
And if you suffer from obstructive sleep apnea or you are a chronic snorer, you need more biotin to help shuttle carbon dioxide out of your bloodstream, because those of you who suffer from, I'm raising my hand, those of us who suffer from obstructive sleep apnea, when we have those periods of night where it's really bad and we are holding our breath in the middle of the night, we are undergoing something called hypercapnia. I mentioned this earlier in the show. Hypercapnia is an excessive buildup of carbon dioxide into the bloodstream. It causes that foggy feeling when you wake up in the morning. It causes lethargy throughout the day, and it changes your heart rate. So you need something that's going to help scavenge and get the CO2 out of the bloodstream. You need more biotin than the average person. I'm telling you that.
Absolutely. So before you go spend a lot of money at the doctor or go buy a new bed, you know,
yeah,
get some biotin.
Try this.
Right?
Try this. Hey, Dr. Jeff, we'll be off the air next week because I'll be in sunny Alaska.
You have fun out there, man. Have some good seafood. You know,
lots
crab
of salmon. Salmon. I'm going to be eating polar bear. I'm going hunting for polar bear. No, I'm not kidding around. I don't want
You got to see if anybody up there can get you some moose. There's nothing better than Alaskan moose.
Seriously, Jeff?
Oh, seriously. That's a big food staple. It is really, really good. But you got to be, you know, kind of fresh. But I think everyone has it up there. So you should
I'm going to try that. Thanks for telling me. All right. So I'll see you week after next, Dr. Jeff. Thank you for all that
take
you
care.
Do. Okay. All Bye-bye. Right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take one quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to pick it up on the other side with Brooks Kubik for an episode of Physical Culture Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre-, intra-, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it, with Primal Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Yo, mic check. Yeah, here you go. But nah, he over here. Yeah, I heard he got that hot new thing. It's called...
Welcome back. You know, there are lots of techniques out there that can help you build more muscle and greater degrees of strength, but there are very few people who can tell you just about all of them, because he has not only studied what works today, but he knows what worked from 100 years ago, and that is Brooks Cubic. This is Physical Culture Radio.
Culture Radio, home of dinosaur training. Now, here's the keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Cubic.
I snagged your music there, Brooks. Sorry about that. How you doing, Brooks?
Hey, I'm doing great, Carl. How are you today?
Good, good, good. So, we're going to talk about two topics today. Thick bar training. Does it even matter? And if so, how do you integrate it? How do you use it? And then, of course, we're going to do our top 10 list, kind of in a David Letterman-esque routine, and that is the top 10 reasons why people don't like to squat. So let's start out with anything new on the horizon of book releases, chapter releases, at the publishing helm, the helm of the publishing world of Brooks Kubik.
We're going to be releasing the June issue of the Dinosaur Final, or the Dinosaur Files quarterly, and this one is a long issue. It's 40 pages. We're up from 36 to 40 pages for this issue.
Man, some people would consider that three e-books.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's going to be released in both Kindle e-book format and hard copy format. And as I said, the hard copy is 40 pages. Each page is 8.5 by 11, two columns, and there's a ton of material there. A lot of great stuff about old-time training and things that work and things that don't, and, you know, just all kinds of good stuff. So I'm really, really happy about that issue, and that ought to be, we ought to have a sales page where people can go and place an order sometime in the next 24 to 48 hours. So
close. At brookskubik.com, K-U-B-I-K.com.
Yes, yeah. Okay. And then the Kindle page, that will go up a little bit later. Of course, the other side of the coin is that if you know, once the Kindle page is up, it's up for immediate delivery, so you just go there, place your order, and bam, you get the Kindle ebook. So, you know, that's a pretty good deal.
Very cool. Very, very cool. Okay, so Thick Bar training. In fact, there was a company, and I you didn't say this, I'm saying it, okay? There was a company that actually ripped you off. I was at the Arnold one year and called you and said, there's a booth here with your quote and your picture, and they're selling these things that you put on the, not going to give them any credit by mentioning it, but they sell these covers that you put on the the dumbbell and barbells to make them thicker, basically thick bar training. And you had said some really good things about thick bar training at one point in time, right?
Yeah, and I still do. Anyone who's selling thick bars, you know, more power to you if you're doing it right. If you're not doing it right, then, you know, not so much power to you.
And if you're using Brooks Kubik's image and quotes to help sell your thick bar devices, contact him and arrange to pay him for that. That's the noble thing to do. Don't be a chiseler. We used to have a word in Brooklyn called a chiseler, a guy who would chisel the penny out of a dead man's hand. Don't be a chiseler. Pay the guy, if you're using his quote and his images to sell your product, and he doesn't even know about it, you know, have some decency. I'm sorry. We didn't talk about this, and you didn't have any idea I was going to say that, right?
That's true.
Okay. All right.
Did I
make a mistake by saying this? Do you feel bad that I said this?
There's a company that you may be talking about that has actually reached out to me,
okay.
I've not gotten back to
them. Okay. Okay. I stand corrected then if they did get in touch with you. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure who you're referring to, so, you know, I'm not sure they're the same company.
Well, anybody out there, if you're using Brooks's his quotes and his likeness to sell your products, reach out to him and make sure he gets paid for it. That's all.
Yeah.
So tell me about Thick Bar.
Or at least reach out. But, you know, on the subject of thick bar training, let me just say this. Here's a personal pet peeve. Do not call it a fat bar. It's a thick bar.
What's the difference? Isn't it just, you know, six one half dozen the other?
No. Fat is not a good thing. I mean, you know, dietary fat, if it's the right kind of fat, okay, that's a good thing. But fat, as in body fat, being fat, is a bad thing.
Okay.
And if you take a good product and you call it a fat bar, I mean, that's like calling it a dummy bar.
Yeah, I gotcha.
You know, or whatever. You know, it's a bad name. And, you know, the proper term is thick bar training. Similarly, it's not a squat cage. It's a power rack. I mean, you know, it's sort of, you know, the nomenclature is like it's scary. But you know, I was working on an article about Bob Hoffman for the current issue of the Dinosaur Files Quarterly. And one thing that I had to do here and there was translate what Hoffman was saying to how a modern person would interpret it.
That's funny.
Well, you know, it is funny, but it, you know, it's very important. There's a lot of people who will, you know, they'll reprint something from back in the day and throw it up out there, and it may or may not be good information, but many times it actually needs some translation because the names of the exercises change, the terms change, and sometimes Hoffman says one thing in language that people understood in 1950, and when we read it today, we misinterpret it because we use the same words differently now. Mm.
Just like I remember my mother said about a Frank Sinatra song where he used the term gay to imply happy.
Yeah.
And she said, boy, that word has a different meaning nowadays. So exactly. These words take on colloquial meanings over time.
Yeah, so. Yeah. And, you know, and that's just kind of a general thing for people to keep in mind when they're reading older material. Of course, you have the same thing if you are translating information from another country.
Yeah.
You know, you've got...
Words,
you know,
don't always translate, you know, easily, yeah.
You know, Russian training information is only as good to begin with as the person who wrote it in Russian, but then you've got the translation problem. You know, and you know, then you have the issue of, are you doing a is it the translation being done by someone who knows weightlifting or not? You know, and you know, so you have all kinds of issues when you start translating things. And I'll tell you something, Google Translate doesn't work real well.
That's funny.
But I'm sorry, I digress. We were talking about thick bar training.
Yes. So first of all, are there specific? Let's do this. What is the appropriate diameter for a thick bar? Or is there one?
There's not. I read an article once where someone went on and on and on about the exactly correct diameter for a thick bar, and it could not be a fraction of an inch less or a fraction of an inch more. And that was just silly because it depends in part on your hand size, and it depends in part on what you're going to do with the thick bar. So, you know, a regular bar is 1 1/16 of an inch. And if you are used to using that diameter bar when you train, if you switch to, for example, a 1-inch diameter bar, just 1/16 of an inch less than a normal bar, you will be able to tell the difference. And Carl, I don't know if you've ever had the chance to do that, but if you use a regular size bar and then you switch, you notice that 1/16 of an inch.
Yeah, I absolutely noticed the difference in bar thickness. I noticed it this morning. Rogue makes two different bars. I was doing in the CrossFit section today, doing some stuff. Rogue makes two different bars. One is a thinner bar and slightly shorter. One is a thicker bar and longer. The thinner bar just doesn't feel good in my hands.
Yeah, it definitely feels different, and you know it has a different feel. And for some exercises, for bench press, for example, it would feel extremely awkward because it wouldn't feel like it was balanced or centered in the right way. Okay, so I throw that out to share the fact that 1/16 of an inch makes a noticeable difference. Okay, so a thick bar is, in my mind, at least 1 3/8 inches. Better yet, 2 inches in diameter. 2.5 is kind of standard. And 3 inches is about as thick as a thick bar would go. And again, that's diameter.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason that there's no answer as to, you know, what's the proper or the correct diameter is that it depends on how big you are,
how big your hands are,
how long your fingers are, and very importantly, how long your thumb is, because your thumb wraps around one side of the bar, and if you have long fingers but a short thumb, which is unusual, but it happens, okay, then you're not going to be able to use a really, really thick bar for many exercises.
Interesting.
And the other thing, we'll come back after the break because I hear the music, but the other thing is it depends on the exercise.
Okay, so let's do this. Let's come back and let's talk about thick bar training. Where is it appropriate? Where is it not? In the meantime, you can go to BrooksCubic, KUBIK.com, to read about all of Brooks Cubic's work. And you can go to Amazon.com and search for Brooks Cubic as author, and you'll find a lot of great hardbound books as well as paperback books as well as Kindle ebooks. Everything your little heart desires. Stay tuned.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on SuperHumanRadio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds, and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Spit that out right now.
This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. You're listening to Physical Culture Radio with Brooks Kubik. We're talking about thick bar training. So how do you use thick bar training, Brooks? Do you just buy a thick bar for your dumbbells and your barbell and you say, everything I'm going to do from now on, I'm going to do with a thick bar?
That's a good question, and the answer is absolutely not. And that's the blog post that I did recently. The number one question about thick bar training at the Dinosaur Training blog. The number one question, and I've been getting this since I wrote Dinosaur Training back in 1996. I mean, I get this question all the time. Someone says, I want to use a thick bar, and I want to use it in all my exercises, but the problem is I can't handle as much weight in bent over rowing or in deadlifts. Deadlifts is the most common example. I can't deadlift as much weight with a thick bar because my grip is not strong enough.
So that tells me you should keep deadlifting with it, and it'll make your grip stronger.
Yeah, but in the meantime, you're not handling enough weight to work your back, your hips, and your legs.
Okay.
So people say, what do I do? Do I keep on using the thick bar until my grip is stronger? I don't want to use straps because that defeats the whole purpose of using the thick bar. Help me. Okay. Here's the help. The answer is very simple. Use a regular size bar, or if you use a trap bar, use a regular size trap bar to do your regular sets of deadlift to work your legs, your hips, and your back. Do as many sets as you would normally do. Do as many reps as you would normally do. Go as heavy as you would normally do. That part of your workout is your deadlift workout. Later, at the conclusion of your workout, get out your thick bar, and at that point, you can do the thick bar, you can use the thick bar for thick bar deadlifts using a double overhand grip on the thick bar. You can do regular deadlifts or you can do stiff-legged deadlifts. Probably do high reps, say 10 to 20. And what you're doing, you're not doing a leg, hip, and back exercise. You're doing a grip exercise. So, for example, you might do 405 pounds for three sets of five reps in the regular deadlift. Then at the end of the workout, you drop to thick bar, and you might do 150 pounds with a double overhand grip for one set of 20 in the stiff-legged deadlift. You're not building your back with the thick bar. You're building your grip.
Now, that's an interesting distinction. So you would go to a unified grip where both hands are facing the same way, mm-hmm. so you don't leverage the under-over grip, which is really helping you hold more weight with the bar. I mean,
absolutely, yeah.
You want the bar to want to unroll, in other words.
Yeah, you want to make it, another way of looking at it is you want to make it as hard as possible to hold on. So you use what you call the unified grip, what I call the double overhand grip. Point is the thumbs are on the same side of the bar and the fingers are on the opposite side of the bar. But, you know, the point that people miss is they think they need to use the thick bar for everything, and you don't. What you do is you use it for your specialized grip training. That's the most effective use of a thick bar. Now, as you get stronger, as your hands and fingers and your thumbs and your wrists, because it takes a lot of wrist strength, get stronger, you can start to use the thick bar for other things. For example, you can use it for thick bar curls. I will caution people, though, thick bar curls can cause a lot of very sore elbows.
Really?
Yeah, it's a very difficult movement, and it feels like you're curling a telephone pole. You can do those, and they're fine. The point is, break into them slowly and cautiously because they can make you really sore. You can do thick bar wrist curls. It changes the geometry of the movement, makes it much tougher. It's a very, very difficult movement. Thick bar reverse curl or a thick bar reverse wrist curl, very interesting movement because your grip is working to hold on to the bar and at the same time you're working to perform either the reverse curl or the reverse wrist curl. So you're getting some real unique different sensations based on the thickness of the bar. Now, someone may say, Brooks, what's better? Is it better to do, let's pick an exercise, you know, let's say reverse curls. Is it better to do reverse curls with a 2-inch bar, 2.5-inch bar, or a 3-inch bar? And the answer is, they're all different. They have a different feel. They work your body a little bit differently. The answer is, they're different. One is not better than the other. Now, obviously, if you're using a 3-inch diameter bar, you're not going to be able to use as much weight as if you use a 2.5-inch or a 2-inch. Mm-hmm. The thinner the bar, the more weight you can use. But sometimes thicker bar, less weight, is more demanding when you perform an exercise than smaller bar, more weight. Mm-hmm. You know, so you have to balance these things. And the best thing, if you can, if you're able to, is to have a 2-inch bar, a 2.5-inch bar, and a 3-inch bar. And you use them for different things.
So what would you use the large... What about pressing? You know, I think of that Thomas Inch or Apollon's wheels, you know what I mean? What about overhead pressing with the thick bar? Does it matter? Does it take into account anything if you can't grip the bar as well if you're doing overhead pressing?
Here's the problem. And some people will do overhead lifting with a thick bar. And if you have big, strong hands and you're an experienced lifter, that's fine as long as you're very careful to wrap your thumbs around the bar and you're very cognizant of the fact that, you know, this is a heavy weight overhead. You do not want to drop it on yourself because it's going to land on your head or your neck, and that's not good. You don't, you know, if you lose it, you get out from underneath immediately. You know, so if you are experienced and you know what you're doing, then you can give it a try. Frankly, I don't do it, and I don't think there's very much benefit to it. And the reason is, when you're pushing up with a thick bar, you're working your hands, your wrist, and your thumb, particularly your thumb, isometrically by holding onto the bar. But if you're doing a pulling movement, like a deadlift, that's where you really get the benefit of the thick bar.
Gotcha. Okay.
And a deadlift, of course, is much safer because if the bar drops, you're not going to drop it in yourself.
Okay, last
caveat.
Again, I'm sorry.
Caveat. Can you hold the question? Let me.
Yeah, continue on this, and I'll have the question on the other side of the break.
Okay. Here's a very important point, and this goes back to what I said earlier about kudos to everybody who is selling a good thick bar, not so much kudos to people who are selling what I consider a not as good thick bar. Here's the deal. If you make a solid thick bar, it is extremely heavy. 3-inch diameter solid thick bar is going to weigh probably over 100 pounds. Most people are going to have a lot of difficulty just lifting that off the ground with no plates at all. And so what they start to do is they start to do thick bar deadlifts or what I call timed holds, where you hold the bar in the finished position of the deadlift with a unified grip or a double overhand grip. You just hold it for as long as you can to work your grip. Here's the problem. If you're using a solid thick bar for those movements, and you're not strong enough to put plates on, if you drop the bar, you got 100 pounds of iron crashing down on your feet.
Right.
Whereas if you have a hollow thick bar, and most thick bars are hollow, if they are hollow, you put plates on them, and if you drop them because of the plates, they don't crush your feet.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, that's a huge distinction.
I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about thick bar training, because I'm wondering if pronation, supination of the wrist plays a role in the strength acquired from this type of work. So if your hands are out, let's say, in a horizontal plane, like a deadlift, mm-hmm. versus if they're close to the body in a parallel plane, like in a farmer's walk, is this different strength grip acquisition? Does all grip strength translate from one grip position to the other? Does it all translate? You get my gist there?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's take one quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information. Read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LiveOnLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LiveOnLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
New from the makers of MassPro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio. I'm talking with Brooks Kubik. He is the keeper of the flame of physical culture. His website is Brooks Kubik, K-U-B-I-K.com. So, if I want to work on grip strength, do I have to do it specific to where I want my grip to be the strongest? For instance, if I want to work on grip strength that's going to translate to a better deadlift, do I have to work on grip strength in that plane that I would be holding the bar in the deadlift? Or could I do farmer's walks where I'm using two very, very heavy dumbbells or even farmer's walk bars, but my hands are at my sides and thus my wrists are turned in a different direction than they would be in the deadlift?
Well, specificity of training is very important. So you need to do at least some work where you are holding the bar in exactly the same position as you would hold it for the deadlift. Okay? But having said that, there's also a benefit to training your grip in a variety of different positions in a variety of different ways. So a weighted farmer's walk or a farmer's walk with thick grips would be, you know, a very good exercise. Now, I'm going to note, just from a safety point of view, if you're doing a farmer's walk with thick-handled dumbbells, you want to be real careful that you have enough gas in the tank at the end that you don't drop them on your feet.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're very close to your feet, and, you know, you can literally go to the point where they fall right out of your hand, so you have to be careful of that. Farmer's walk implement is safer because the weight is usually, you know, if they're long enough, the weight's in front and behind, and so there's a safety factor there.
Right.
You know, so you have to think about that. Related point, talking about safety, I have done a lot of thick bar bench presses with a 3-inch bar. And actually got to the point where I could do as much with a 3-inch bar as I can do with a regular Olympic bar. And, you know, that took a lot of work, but it built a lot of wrist strength and a lot of thumb strength. And it was a really good exercise. And I worked up to over 400 pounds with a 3-inch diameter bar on a bottom position bench press, starting with the bar brushing the chest at the bottom. Point is, I always did that in the power rack, and the pins were always set so that if the bar fell out of my hands, it didn't land on Brooks, it landed on those pins.
Right.
And you see a lot of photographs, a lot of YouTube video out there.
Of guys stapling themselves to the bench?
Well, you know, you see that, but what I was going to say is you see people using a thick-handled barbell for benches or incline presses, or they're doing dumbbell inclines or dumbbell bench presses. I would not do those because if you don't do them in a power rack, if you're doing them with a barbell, if you don't do them in a power rack, you are at risk because you can drop the bar. And if you do, no one in the world is going to catch it. Now, thick-handled dumbbells, if you're doing dumbbell bench press or if you're doing a dumbbell incline press, if you've got that bar, you're right at the sticking point, you're fighting your way through, and you lose that dumbbell, it's going to come down on you. And catching an 80 or 100 or 120-pound dumbbell with your teeth is not a good thing to do.
It'll make it hard to smile later on in life.
Yeah, it will. Now, If you're doing an overhead lift, you know, again, I said if you're experienced, you know what you're doing, you can try that. And the reason is, if you miss it, you can get out from underneath it. The way an Olympic weightlifter gets out or bails out when they miss a snatch or they miss a jerk.
Right.
But you have to know what you're doing, and you have to be able to go either forward or back as you need to get out of the way of the bar. If you're on a bench, you can't do that.
Yeah.
And Carl, have you ever seen somebody drop a bar on themselves?
I couldn't get out from under the bottom portion of a bench press one day when I was in Chicago, but
yeah.
I didn't drop the bar on myself. I just couldn't get out from the bottom, and I laid it on my chest and had to roll it over my pelvis into my lap, and there was 300 somewhat pounds on it, so it was painful. I've only seen that on YouTube videos where someone, they were using a thumbless grip in
right.
a bench press,
yep.
And the guy handed off to them, and they didn't really have the bar in the cradle of their palm, and the bar rolled right down and just came down on their head, their neck, or their chest. Yeah, I've seen those videos. They're shocking.
Yeah, I've seen it happen in powerlifting competition with people who are national champions, American record holders in the bench press using a thumbless grip. I've seen that bar, you know, right at the point where they start to push the bar up and back, thumbless grip, that's exactly the point where it can fall. And I'll tell you what, even with two spotters who are watching and ready, it can be on your chest before anybody can catch it. And if it's a thick bar, that makes it all the worse. So for that reason, if you are doing bench presses, do not do them with a thick bar unless you do them in a power rack and you have the pin set for safety. And similarly, if you are a coach or if you are a personal trainer and you're having somebody do thick bar work, do not let them do thick bar benches or inclines unless you've got them in a rack and it's safe. And, you know, I have seen video of top athletes at colleges and universities or in the pros who are doing benches with a thick bar outside a rack. And, I mean, you're talking about possibly ending the career of an elite athlete
yeah.
when you're doing that. So that's a huge caveat.
Okay, I want to wrap up the thick bar discussion with this. I train at a commercial gym. They don't have any thick bars whatsoever. I want to take advantage of thick bars. I don't want to buy something off the internet that claims to be able to give me a thick bar grip. Can I just go to my local hardware store, buy some PVC, and kind of wrap it around the bar? How can I, what have you found that can create the environment of a thick bar in your hand without actually having to have all these different bars? I mean, you know, if you go into a commercial gym, you want to grab a pair of dumbbells and you want to make them thick bar dumbbells, how do you do it?
Here's the simplest thing. The simplest thing is to get some 2-inch pipe, okay, and get it long enough to make a dumbbell, and then get some plates and use the plates on your pipe homemade dumbbell, which is your thick-handled dumbbell, at home.
Don't train at the gym with it, in other words.
Don't even bother taking them to the gym. You know, the gym owners, even if you're not at Planet Monkey World or whatever they call it.
Planet Monkey World, that's good.
That's not the one. You know the one I mean.
Yeah, Planet
yeah,
Fitness.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Planet Fatness, we call it here.
Planet Fatness, okay. Planet Fitness, whatever. You know, the one that has the
Lunk alarm.
Lunk alarm.
No,
okay.
no more than 345-pound plates on a side now. They have a new one. No more than 315 pounds on a bar.
Okay, well, they would probably not want you bringing in anything to do thick bar work, particularly if you end up dropping it at the end of a hard set. You know, and I understand that. And most gyms would not let you do it, and it's kind of a hassle to do anyway. So the simplest thing, and you know, to me, is make a single dumbbell and use it for one-hand deadlifts or one-hand curls or wrist curls or reverse wrist curls. at home.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty simple and pretty inexpensive. And you know, with one dumbbell, you don't need a lot of plates.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, and that way, you know, if it's the middle of winter and there's a nice storm and you're stuck at home, you can have a great workout.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes perfect sense. It really does. And obviously, you don't need to be doing everything thick bar anyway. So this is like the stuff you can do at home. Why don't we do this? Why don't we take a break? And when we come back, why don't we start the top 10 reasons people don't squat? How's that sound?
That sounds excellent.
All right, so let's have some fun. You're listening to Physical Culture Radio, co-hosted by Brooks Kubik and myself. Go to Brooks Kubik, KUBIK.com today to learn more. We'll be right back.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Kubik's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksKubik.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Kubik's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Kubik's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksKubik.com right now.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds, and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. Anabolicminds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. If you missed the first half hour show, Dr. Jeff Gallini is giving away 48 bottles of VitaDrive for free. VitaDrive is an advanced multivitamin formulated for hard training individuals. It's one of his oldest products. It's been around forever. It's fantastic. So he's giving away 48 bottles just so 48 people can try it. You have never tried it before. And all you have to do is go to superhumanradio.com. Down on the bottom right-hand side, you'll see a picture of Dr. Jeff where it says, Ask a Scientist. Click that banner and simply say, send me a free bottle of VitaDrive, Dr. Jeff. Make sure you include your mailing address. And if you're listening to the show months later, don't assume all 48 bottles are gone. A lot of people think, oh, they're all gone. I'm not going to try it. Try it, because even if you don't get the free bottle, I'm sure they'll send you something. So check that out. 48 free bottles of VitaDrive are available to 48 listeners. Go to superhumanradio.com, click Ask a Scientist, fill out your information, make sure you put your name and address in there and say, send me a free bottle of VitaDrive, Dr. Jeff. Check it out. Okay, so we are going to do a top 10 reasons why people don't squat. Let's just see what this sound effect sounds like. Hold on. Okay, we can use it. We can use it, Brooks. Okay. Okay, so top 10 reasons that people don't like to squat. Take it away, Johnny.
Reason number 10. They make your legs big and you can't wear hipster jeans.
How about skinny jeans that people are wearing now? It's cutting off their circulation and making them giving them muscle damage, nerve damage, and venous thrombosis. How about that?
But even worse, it's making people avoid squats.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Number nine.
They make you big all over, and then you can't wear hipster anything.
Yeah, and no one wants to be big all over, do they? Especially if it's just muscle. Go ahead.
Number eight. They're too dangerous. And you know it's true because you saw a guy doing them on a stability ball, and he fell off and hurt himself.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Well, yeah, and another guy did squats on roller skates, and guess what?
He hurt himself, too.
Yeah.
Okay. What's number seven?
They don't have an app for it.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that. That's a good one.
Yeah, you know what else they don't have an app for?
What?
Hard work.
Yeah, that's true. Otherwise, everybody would download that app and stay home.
Bingo, yeah. So, reason number six. Surrey doesn't say you should do them.
Oh, the iPhone voice, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, have you ever heard her say, do your squats now?
No, she doesn't. I wonder if she would even know what a squat is.
I think that would not translate.
Let's see. Hold on a second. Let me turn my volume on.
Uh-oh.
Hold on. Hi, Siri. How are you? Should I be doing squats, Siri?
I'm afraid I don't know what you should do.
Apparently you're right, Brooks. She doesn't know what a squat is. Okay.
There you go.
We put that to rest. It's true. Okay, what's number five?
You read something on the internet that said not to do them, and the guy who said it had a really cool avatar.
Yeah, people used to say don't do squats because they make your waist bigger.
Or they make your hips bigger, or they hurt your knees, or they hurt your back, or they cause hemorrhoids, or they cause high blood pressure, or they, I don't know what, right?
Yep, that's right.
Number
four.
You train at a gym where all the squat cages are curl cages.
And they're not cages either, are they?
No, and you know, to that point, I don't like to call them squat cages, but that's how most people think of them, and unfortunately, a whole lot of people use the squat cage as a curl cage.
Why would anybody tie up the power rack doing curls inside them?
I don't know if people think it's what you're supposed to do, or they think it looks cool, or they're just too lazy to pick the bar up off the floor. And I think that's the case, which is kind of scary.
Yeah, yeah, I think you're right. Number three.
You read something on the internet that said squats were old-fashioned, and that guy had a really cool avatar, too.
So today, all it takes is to have a cool avatar, or actually have even any modicum of physique development, and people will follow you.
Or have someone who's really good at Photoshop.
So there's a tie for number two, so you're going to share both of them with us, right?
Right.
So 2A and 2B. What's 2A?
2A. You've never done them, but you want to be considerate of everyone else at the gym and not hog all the big plates.
Yeah, don't worry about hogging all the big plates.
Yeah, okay. So number two, and this is one that you know, people can debate whether or not this belongs on a comedy list or whether it's a valid point. If there's ever a zombie apocalypse, the zombies will eat the big guys first.
And see, I've actually joked about this. I said, you know, if we were ever invaded by Mars, like that movie Mars Attacks, remember?
Yeah,
that was a great movie.
Yeah.
In fact, I should watch it again. They would definitely get all the bodybuilders and put them in a corral because they would be like, this is some really... Bodybuilders would be like Kobe beef. You know what I mean? They'd be like, oh, this is good. Who wants a skinny, tough-looking, gnarly-looking individual? We want somebody that's got some muscle on them. So I kind of agree with that one.
Well, that's why I said, you know, people could argue about that. So anyhow, and you know, remember, Carl, we did a show once. We were talking about the largest zombie walk in the United States occurred in Louisville.
Yes.
So we need to be cognizant of that one.
I don't want to become zombie food.
Right.
Okay, and now appropriately, the drum roll for the number one reason people don't want to do squats. We spare no expense on sound effects on this show. What is the number one reason people don't want to do squats, Brooks Kubik?
They are allergic to hard work.
And that's about 50% of America.
That, unfortunately, is a really high percentage of people. Hopefully, it's a much lower percentage of people who listen to this show.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is. Let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break. We'll be right back with more Physical Culture Radio. Stay tuned.
Outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars. You want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AA.
PrimeAEFX.com today.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dyes. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio here on Superhuman Radio with Brooks Cubic and myself. So, Brooks, on Monday I learned a new exercise. And a lot of people, it's probably not new to a lot of people, but it was new to me. I had never done them before. And I did them again today, and I got to tell you something. I have fallen in love with this movement. Have you ever heard of landmines?
Yes.
I guess they originated up at Louis Simmons' gym. So some of the research indicates that that's where it all started, which landmines actually translated into what other people call jammer presses, where you press the bar, you're holding the end of the bar, the plates are on it, one end of the bar is buried in the corner, and you're pressing it upwards, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you ever heard of landmine 180s?
A rotational movement, I assume?
Yes. Yeah, it's, mm-hmm. I broke the movement down to today was my second day of doing them. I've got to tell everybody in the audience, whenever I find something that I'm really digging, I like to share it.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to try these. It will activate muscles that you've never activated before. And take it from me. This is an amazing movement. From the back of my neck and my traps, my rear delts, my shoulders, my lats are sore in areas that they've never been sore before. My what do they call them? The on the side of your body, the spinatus muscles. Is that what mm-hmm. they call? I mean. It's an upper body movement like no other. So effectively, you get into the top of a jammer press, right? So your hands are already extended up at 12 o'clock. You basically are doing these left to right or right to left. So I do them right to left. So I come down on my right side, and basically you tuck your elbow in, and you are catching the bar, if you will. So your elbow is going back behind your behind your back, and you're keeping your left arm rigid and straight, but you're bending your right elbow. It's almost like a golf swing. And then you push up with your right hand, so it's like a one-hand press back to the top, and then you do this with the left side. So you let it collapse. You keep your right arm elbow straight. You let your left elbow break. Let the elbow come all the way back behind the back so that the bar is in the proximity of beneath your left shoulder. And then you push, and then you press with the left hand back up top. You hold the bar in by clasping the fingers, interlocking the fingers so that it's not offset, one hand is below the other. And it's a dynamic movement, but as you increase the weight, it becomes very, very difficult. And I only went up to 50 pounds today. I did it with 10-pound plates. I started out with a 10-pound plate, then I had another one, until I had five 10-pound plates on there. And so what I did was I did a set of 10 of these landmine 180s, and then immediately a superset of jammer presses of 10 reps. And then I walked for a couple seconds, and I got to tell you something. My traps, my shoulders, my neck, my lats, my back, I mean, they still feel pumped now at this moment. And I trained this morning. I was out of the gym by 9 o'clock. It's an amazing movement. I would love for you to go on YouTube and look at this movement and try it yourself. I think that you'll fall in love with it.
You can. I'm looking it up right now, and you can definitely find tons of video, of course, as you can with, you know, everything in the world now.
I know. Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah. Well, it's got good and bad points. I mean, there's a lot of stuff on YouTube that nobody should ever do. And it's a shame we're wasting space on YouTube. Squats on stability balls would be an example.
Is that really happening? Are there people really squatting on stability balls?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were just joking. Somebody.
No. There are people who. Let me put it this way: if you do squats on stability balls, I'm sure you will find video or photos. You know, and frankly, my personal opinion is that most of what you'll see is someone who wants 15 seconds of fame on YouTube or being in the epic fail compilation.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. But, there are people who will do squats on any sort of uneven surface, wobble boards, for example.
Yeah, right.
You know,
remember when we were kids when people would, out in California, the surfers, they had that, it looked like a coffee can and a board, and they would roll back and forth on it?
Yeah.
I wonder if somebody could do squats on those.
Well, somebody could certainly try. And, you know, be aware, by the way, when I'm talking about this, I'm not talking about a bodyweight squat, which may have validity for training balance, for certain kinds of rehab work, for perhaps people in certain sports, like, for example, surfers. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about somebody who is purporting to do a barbell squat with weight on the back while they're on a stability ball or a wobble board or some other uneven surface. And, you know, to my mind, that's probably not a very good thing to be doing.
No.
Neither are squats on roller skates, and neither is a split-style snatch on roller skates.
That's funny. Yeah, I would like you to try this Landmine 180, and I'd like you to talk about it maybe in a future physical culture radio. I really think that this is an interesting movement that activates the shoulder girdle in a very unique way. And I think it has some value, especially for older dinos like us. Well, I speak about myself more than you. Who I can't. The military press is just not going to be in my repertoire because of shoulder pain. But this, especially the Landmine 180, you know, you're basically it's a one arm press. Plus this dynamic movement that engages all the way down to your hamstrings, because you have to pivot your feet when you catch the bar on each side, and it's very dynamic. You can move very fast with it if you're using lighter weight. When I got up to 50 pounds, I had to literally, you know, do it like reps. One on the one side, press it up, wait a second. One on the other side, press it up, wait a second. But the lighter weight all the way up to 40 pounds, I was actually able to be very dynamic with it and move fairly quickly. And it's an amazing movement. I've fallen in love with it, I have to tell you.
So let me ask you this. Are you using an actual landmine machine, or is it a barbell that's propped up in a corner, one end in a corner, or one end
at my gym, they have a CrossFit section. Uh-huh. And so the Rogue, monkey bar set up there has these two little things that you can slide one end of a bar in, and it's got kind of a grommet and, what's the word I'm looking for? A couple hinges. Mm-hmm. And, it's got like a knuckle that has a 360 degree rotational ability. So I'm using that. But I guess you could put it in the corner of a room if you didn't mind gouging up the sheetrock.
Well, what I was going to say, I could care about the sheetrock, but what I care about is the bar.
Ah, yeah,
You know, so what you don't want to do is you don't want to take a high quality Olympic barbell and use it for a landmine, because you'll mess it up. Bar deserves better treatment than that. So use this with a beater bar, as they call them. But, if you're a gym owner, of course, you're going to be worried about the corner, and you don't want your building destroyed.
So check it out and let me know what you think about it. How does that sound?
That sounds good. So are we going to be doing a regular segment of, Carl enjoys or Carl recommends?
No, I don't think so. I tend to enjoy way too much. It would be too hard for me to do that.
Are you one of those people who constantly needs new exercises just because you get bored of other stuff? Or
do you
work stuff in just, one new thing once in a while for a specific reason?
No, I'm always looking for new ways to activate muscle.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I wouldn't say that I constantly need new things to keep me engaged, because I'm quite happy with the routines that I have now. But I do like to try to shake it up a little bit once in a while.
That's a good approach that more people ought to be following.
Yeah, I feel the muscles that I feel, like I haven't felt this sore in my neck and traps, in this area of my neck and traps, in a long time. I did do some heavy trap bar deadlifts, but that's not what this is from, because I felt this way after trying it Monday with lighter weight. I have my rear delts have not felt this sore in a long time, and that's from the arm that's extending with the elbow rigid. You're literally using the rear delt and the shoulder to stabilize the bar as you catch it, so to speak, with the other hand. You're never letting it go, but one hand is kind of catching and pushing, mm-hmm. while the other hand is kind of guiding, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a cool movement. Really, really a cool movement.
Oh, you sound very energized about it.
Yeah, I love it. I said to this guy, the guy, his name is Michael, who actually I saw doing it the other day, and I walked up to him. I says, "What is that? Where did you learn that?" I said, "That's very interesting." And then he told me, the Landmine 180s. And blah blah blah, so today he happened to be in that CrossFit area, and I said, after like my third set or fourth set, I what I did was I did a set of these a set of jammer presses, and then I didn't want to admit to this because I know you're going to be mad at me because it's plyometric, and then a set of jump squats, pop squats, whatever you want to call them, you know, where you jump off the ground and come back down and do it again and again. And so after each set, I said, you know, after about the third set, I said to him, I love these effing things. I says, these are amazing. He says, yeah. He goes, they're really amazing. He goes, they activate muscle that you forgot you had. And that was exactly the truth. That's how I feel.
An interesting comment.
Yeah. I feel like I'm going to, from the way my shoulders and chest and back feel, I can tell I'm going to get thicker on top where I need it anyway.
Very good.
Landmine 180s. Try them, and I want to hear more. All right, listen, this is it for us until I come back. I guess I'm going to be back in the studio on the 13th. I will be on vacation, but we're rerunning some really good shows, so please tune in every day. Elliot will be in the studio running some hand-picked shows. For those of you who are new to the audience, you're going to want to love hearing them as well. Brooks, thanks for everything today.
My pleasure, and have a great trip.
Okay, talk to you soon. And we'll talk to everybody in a couple weeks. Thank you for listening today.